Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace this beautiful morning. This is just the way that we ordered it. On this weekend, we ordered great weather and lots of family members to be here this morning. It is a special one as Miles Nelson Lucky will be baptized in the beginning of our service. We do have some special visitors this morning. I'm going to point them out here real quick. Whenever you can embarrass your family, you got to take full advantage. So, my in-laws are here, Alicia's folks, Dave and Nan Gonzalez. Great to have them here with us, all the way from Michigan. And my folks, Tom and Becky, and my sister, Beth, and her son, William. And where is Charlotte? She's somewhere over here. Yeah, Charlotte over here. They are my niece and nephew, and I've been teasing them and giving them a hard time all the last couple of days, so they have to put up with Uncle Jeremy. It's just great. Right, William? Yeah? No? You know, today is St. Patrick's Day, too. It's a day that we remember the determination of a saint in the church, Patrick, bringing the gospel to the people. And today we're going to hear about the determination of Jesus Christ. As he looked down upon Jerusalem, he had a heart and passion to go to the cross to pay for our sins and bring the gospel to all people, all nations and all people throughout all generations. And so we hope that that is a message that resonates on your heart and you leave with inspired to know that God loves you and is determined to give you his love. We do have some announcements to share this morning. I'll just share one, then we'll pass it off to a couple others. We are in the season of Lent, which means we are gathering on Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock for soup supper and 7 o'clock for a brief worship service here in the sanctuary. We're rotating with some of the Lutheran pastors in the area, which is a great way to show our partnership and connection with Lutheran churches. So I'm not here, but that might be a good thing. You might want to come, and then you can hear someone else. I teasingly say that it's really good to show the partnership. I get to go and visit people that I've been connected with since my time coming here as well. So I wish you God's blessings on our worship here this morning. We're going to pass it off for a few other announcements this morning. Kathy, why don't you start us off?
It's that time of year that I come to talk to you about the Rotary Salmon and Jazz Festival, excuse me, which is scheduled for April 27th. As you might know, Rotary meets here in the Fellowship Hall on Tuesdays at noon. And this year we're celebrating our 20th year of doing the Salmon and Jazz Fest. This is the club's largest fundraiser, and it actually is designed for celebrating and showcasing the youth of our community, which is why we always partner with the church to help support it. And I know many of you joined us last year for that. The music will be provided by the high school jazz band, which was Dan Johnson's band before he took another position this year. And the proceeds go to the band, the middle school teams, Cub Scouts, PYAC, and it funds 3 college scholarships for youth in the high school. Kay Glather has graciously again agreed to help us put together 6 auction baskets for a silent auction. And the club has already collected quite a few items, but we were wondering if we could reach out to you if you are able. We were wondering if you could help us by bringing maybe 1 or 2 items for those gift baskets. We have a sign-up list, and it'll be up on the bulletin board and be with me. And we would so appreciate that. And it will go to some great causes. If you would happen to like tickets to Salmon and Jazz, there are quite a few people in the congregation who can help you with that. Rotarians, Oscar, John Filbert, Lindy, Daniel Dusek, Pastor Jeremy, Peggy, Bruce, or I, and Catherine, our newest member as well. So all of us will have tickets for the event as well. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kathy. That is a big opportunity in our community to make a difference in youth's lives. Yeah, go ahead, Ellen.
A lot of you were here a few weeks ago when Love, Inc. Was here talking to us, and I had a chance to visit with them a little bit after church and reminded them that we hadn't done a project for them for a while. And, of course, that initiated a call from them asking us if we could do some baskets for Milestones, which is a treatment and rehab inpatient place in Corvallis that has women come in there to that site Many of them come in with just the clothes on their backs, and they're seeking treatment for their addictions. And they've asked, Milestones Ask Love Inc., if we could provide some welcome baskets for these women coming in who are probably at some of the lowest points in their life, and just to make them feel valued and cared for. So over the next couple of weeks, I have some opportunities for you to help fill some baskets. We're asked to do 10 to 12 baskets. There's a list of items in the bulletin, a little insert. If you'd like to bring in some of those items over the next couple of weeks, we'll collect them and make up the baskets. If you don't have a chance to get out and shop, you can just donate money, or you can buy, I've made some Easter cards. There's a couple of birthday cards in there too, but you can take a look at those. All the money from the cards will go to help fill the baskets. And also, there are some just inspirational cards out there. If you'd like to put a note that would go to the woman that gets the basket that just says, you know, you're in our prayers, we're praying for your success. Whatever you'd like to write on those, just the cards are on the table, put a little note on the bottom and throw it in the basket, and I'll make sure we get one in every basket. Anyway, I'd like to have everything here by March 31st, which is 2 weeks from today. And then we'll get those baskets made and get them to those ladies.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Ellen. Jerry, come on up.
Good morning. Just a quick reminder, I want to refer you to page 7, where it says calendar for the week. On Wednesday, this Wednesday at 2:30 p.m., our Dementia Warrior support group will be meeting right here, and everybody is welcome to attend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jerry, for offering that ministry. If you look forward, we are unpacking some new technology here at Peace this morning. We're using a new program called Proclaim. And so, actually, as the service was going, some of our announcements were cycling through. So know that when you come before service and even after service, those announcements are going to cycle so that you can be better connected with what's going on here at Peace.